and welcome to another MyTune special with me, Mark Tiley. And this time round, our guest is Beth Nielsen Chapman. First question, how has this year been for you?
I am bewildered and hanging on some days by the fingernails, and other days I'm just going, well, what are we going to do? We got to keep making music, right? That's what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
We're getting through it. And I'm very encouraged that there are some good things like vaccines happening and things like that. So that's been a huge, big old plus. But overall, I'm good. I'm very well.
Good.
And my family's healthy and just trudging through 2020. Can't wait to get to the 2021.
Yeah, I think we all, we all feel a bit like that. As far as I can see from looking at everything, we should by now, if the 2020 hadn't been so ridiculous, be talking about a new album.
We should. And it is absolutely coming in 2021. And we're actually mixing it right now. I'm working with Ray Kennedy, who is a legend. And we made this record, pretty much recorded it all in 6 days. Live with a band in his amazing studio, and then the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
So that was like whoops, but we're actually in the mixing stage now, so it'll be well ready in time for whenever we get out of jail.
Well, we look forward to that. You know, I think the last time I spoke to you, and the last time I saw you live was at the Union Chapel. Was that 2016 with Amy Sky and Olivia Newton-John?
Oh, that was the first show of our concert series we did for the album called Live On that we wrote together.
Yeah.
And that was so magical. I had played the Union Chapel a few times, and it's always been one of my favorite places, and it's so magical, and that was an amazing night. Yeah, that was 2016, only days ago.
I know, it's
like
ridiculous.
Yesterday.
So what is the first Christmas tune you've chosen for us?
It is Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song, and I always called it Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire because I don't think he ever says The Christmas Song in the song, but that's the one. That is probably the most gorgeous Christmas thing I ever heard in my young life.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you for choosing Nat King Cole. We just love that. Oh, it's just a classic, isn't it? His voice. What a voice as well.
What a voice and what a presence. I mean, he just had such an amazing spirit as an artist and as a human. And it all comes through his voice. You know, it's just, he's medicine. He's got that voice like medicine, you know.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I was going to talk to you about, because I was looking back on, we've met a couple of times and we've talked a few times. But I think the first time we talked, you were in London staying in somebody's house because you were about to perform in St. Paul's Cathedral for an Evensong.
Oh, my God.
That
was incredible.
Jaw-dropping, wasn't it?
Yeah. I had no idea what I'd gotten myself into. And, I mean, I kind of organized it thinking, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do it at St. Paul's Cathedral. You know, I was, like, completely out to lunch in terms of the majesty and the amazing thing. And when I walked in and there were two, it was totally full, and I had 101 voice choir, the London Oriana Choir. And the funny thing was, I was producing a video on it, and I, you know, because I'd never really produced my own video before, I forgot about the part where, you know, I have to actually sing in it too. So I was 2 minutes before beginning the concert, I realized I hadn't even looked at myself in the mirror or anything. I looked like I was running around like an assistant with my hair up in pins, and I went, oh my goodness, I gotta go put my makeup on. And there was no mirror in back behind the vestibule. There was a looked like something that came off of a tire that was on the wall that was supposedly a mirror from back thousands of years ago. And I was doing the Scarlett O'Hara. I was pinching my cheeks and biting my lips, trying to get some color in my face before I walked out and sang.
It was amazing. And funny enough, I managed to catch a clip on YouTube just the other day. And I was thinking, you know, a Beth Nielsen Chapman Christmas album, because that wasn't Christmas, but a Christmas That's album right. with a big choir. Whoa, that
Oh,
be,
it's coming.
Yeah. It's coming. That would be something, wouldn't it?
It would. And I have been wanting to do one every year. And that may very well be the next record I put out after my new record next year that I'm putting out. Because I certainly have the Christmas songs now, and I've got several originals, and of course the classics. I'd have to throw some classics in there.
Well, we'll be playing. Yes. Well, we have been playing, and we'll play it again. There's Still My Joy, which I just absolutely adore.
You know, I've never really released that on a record. That would be definitely going on there.
Well, you gave me a copy a long time ago.
Yep, that's right.
And I get it out every year. I play it every year, regardless.
Good. There you go.
Let's have our second beautiful Christmas choice of yours, Beth Nielsen Chapman. What's it going to be?
That would be Bing Crosby singing White Christmas, which is as good as it gets. Just put that on, and doesn't matter how far you feel from Christmas. I put that on in July sometimes, just to get me in the Christmas other end of the spectrum of mood.
Merry and bright.
promises beware.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the tree
would not be right to ever miss that out in Christmas time, or as indeed July, Beth, as you just said.
That's right. July, it puts snow everywhere in your brain and just calms down the fires of summer. It's perfect for that. It's a great thing. It's a tool that I use all the time.
I love it. Now, I want to talk about songwriting because we had a lovely guest last month, Jamie Lawson, who was at one of the writing camps with Chris Difford, and yes, was saying you just rock it in terms of inspiring people to write good songs. I thought I'd pass that on because he's a lovely fella. But are you still really into that, encouraging new writers?
I'm so into that. And part of the frustration of not being able to tour has led me to start doing my workshops online because, you know, I love teaching and I love inspiring people who think they're not creative, because I got to let them know they actually are by birthright. But working with Jamie Lawson was also just such a thrill. He is such an amazing songwriting and artist. And we are both so lucky to be part of the Chris Difford songwriting cult, where we go to Pennard House every year and work with amazing writers. And it's like, you know, going to heaven as a songwriter. Wow. But yeah, I love teaching. And you don't have to be a songwriter to come to one of my workshops, and you don't even have to change out of your pajamas now. You can just come onto the Zoom call and
collaborations are fascinating when people get together to write. Now, you write on your own, but you also write sometimes with other people.
Yes. Sometimes rooms of people, but yes. Yeah, it's always so different.
Yeah. Is it a different vibe when you've got to take somebody else's ideas as well as your own?
It is. And I tell my students, when you go in to co-write with someone, don't go in there with something you're super attached to that you've got half written, unless that's the person that you normally write with and you can take it back if it doesn't go the way you like. But I usually start from scratch and we just sit in a room and go through the awkward first part where you're just looking at each other going, well, what do you got? You know, and usually, you know, if you sit there long enough, something will usually happen. And it's always completely different. It's a chemical thing, just like you would have a certain chemistry with one person and a different one with another. But the wonderful thing about co-writing is, well, the interesting thing is that you don't even have to like the person to have a really good co-writing relationship. And I've had some of my best friends who are amazing songwriters, and we sit in a room and nothing happens. And we go, well, let's go eat or get some tea or something. But then I'll sit there with somebody that I would no more want to hang out with, and then all the sparks will be flying. So you can't go in rooms with people that you know and like. You have to try people that you actively don't like. And sometimes really good songs come out of it.
That's amazing.
It's interesting.
Let's have your third choice. Oh, again, another classic for us. Beth, who is it? What is it?
It would have to be Blue Christmas by Elvis. Just love that track. I'll have a blue. Sorry, I'm going to stop doing that now.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling,
question. I was talking to some people here, songwriters locally, and I was meant to ask you, does writing for you get easier or harder as time marches on?
Now, that is a fantastic question that I believe I have never been asked, and that is yes and no. I mean, there are still some days when I sit down and it just falls out of me faster than I can write it down. But when I have then looked at what just fell out of me, I'm much more specific. I'm much more discerning, and, you know, I go in to look at the song after it's like the first draft. I'll look at that and I'll go, you know, I don't let anything get by me like I did back in the early days. And when I teach, I do that with people's songs. I listen to songs and just find the spots. I want it to be airtight, you know, like every line serves the song. And so all that stuff I'm much better at, and that just takes longer. And, you know, sometimes I've written a song in 20 minutes, and I think my record is a song that the last album I had out, there was a song called Epitaph for Love, which took 18 years from the time I started it to when I was finally done. And, it, you know, you just can't rush these things. Sometimes you just have to wait till they're ready to be completely ready for the world.
Well, I'm going to sneak in a song choice of my own now. We mentioned it earlier, only because I want you to tell us about writing it. Your own song, There's Still My Joy. I'm going to play that to wrap things up, but just tell me how that came about.
That song is so special to me. And, you know, there aren't too many songs out there for Christmas that help people who are going through deep grief and in a way that's inspiring and gives you hope, even though it also acknowledges great loss. That's a hard thing to cover in one song. And I wrote that song with Matt Rawlings and Melissa Manchester. We wrote it pretty fast many years ago. And, you know, we recorded it again, of course, with Olivia Newton-John and Amy Sky, but my version's never really come out on a record. So that I'm looking forward to putting that out on my Christmas record when I get it done. But it's just a song about going to the ocean alone, dragging a poor, sad old Christmas tree and sticking it in the sand, putting bread on it and letting yourself fall apart while you watch the birds come and eat the bread. And there's an amazing movie in my head when I sing that song about a person alone on a cold beach doing this and kind of surrendering the last of what they've got into just saying, here's my offering, and I'm totally devastated. And the birds come and they take the bread, and it feels like, okay, there's something that can come from this that's good for something else. That to me is when you hit the absolute core of what grief is, the thing that turns it around in most places, for me anyway, is realizing as hard as this is, something will be rendered and that will help someone else. And I'll be okay, you know. That song, to me, says all of that stuff.
Well, I'm very fortunate. Thank you for years ago sharing your version with me, and I've got it right now.
You're so, the only one that has it. So good.
Well, that's the one we're going to play.
Yes.
On behalf of all of us, can I wish you a very merry, happy Christmas. And
thank you so much.
And I've had a word with the management over this side of the Atlantic, and we're going to do everything we can when we can to get you onto the Isle of Man, because you've never been here and we want to get you here.
I've dreamed about coming there forever, and I know you have some really fabulous festivals that happen every year, so I might have to sneak in with my manager or someone. I'd love that. Absolutely would love it.
Beth, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great speaking with you again.
I brought my tree down to the shore, the garland and the silver star, to find my peace and grieve no more, to heal this place inside my heart. On every branch I laid some bread, and hungry birds filled up the sky. They rang like bells around my head. They sang my spirit back to life. One tiny child can change the world. One shining show the way through all my tears for what I've lost. There's still my joy. There's still my joy for Christmas Day. The snow comes down on empty sand. There's tinsel moonlight on the waves. My soul was lost, but here I am. So this must be amazing grace. One tiny child can change the world. One shining light can show the way beyond these tears for what I've lost. There's still my joy. There's still my joy for Christmas Day. There's still my joy for Christmas Day.
Many thanks to our wonderful guest, Beth Nielsen Chapman, and what a beautiful, beautiful version of They're Still My Joy. Come back here to manxradio.com for more My Tunes guests, more podcasts of all shapes and sizes. I'm Mark Tiley. I look forward to your company again soon.